All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad to see you here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission is shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you switch it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will not be any rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And we thank you, sir. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2030, Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oil.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for propane and oil storage tanks to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 8.82 acres, more or less. The property is located on the west side of Sussex Highway, U.S. Route 13, and east of Seaford Road, U.S. Route 13A. There's no 911 address available. The tax map is District 331, Map 3, Parcel 164. Submitted for your review was a survey, and we received comments from the Department of Transportation dated June 30th, which stated that the property is currently zoned C1, and the applicant is seeking a conditional use to add propane storage tanks and an oil storage tank to the existing facility, that a traffic impact study is not required. The respective land is located on U.S. Route 13 and is therefore subject to the department's corridor capacity preservation program. The main goal of the program is to maintain the capacity of the existing highway. According to the Office of State Planning Coordination Strategies for State Policies and Spending document, the property is located within a level one investment area. In this area, state policy will encourage redevelopment and reinvestment. The property owner will be permitted to retain the existing access along U.S. Route 13. And then they ask for if they have any additional questions regarding the corridor capacity study. They provide a website for that. And that was the only comment that we have received regarding this application. Thank you.
All right. We thank you. Okay. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Come on up, sir. And face to some of us up here. The machine doesn't recognize you, so if you could give us your name, please.
I will. Thank you. My name is William Tobin. My address is 22645 Harbison Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
Thank you, sir. You heard what our planning and zoning manager read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Yes, sir. I have a chart. I know you have copies of it also. Mr. Sherman is here tonight, and I am representing him and also Sherman Heating Oil. We have reached out to the neighboring people that border the piece of property, and I have letters of that they are in favor of what we are doing.
Okay, if you would pass them up to our council, and also for the record, Mr. Tobin, you are an employee of the Sherman organization.
I'm handling.
You're a consultant.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The property is commercial, as we have discussed, and the future design of the county is moving west. And in order for Mr. Sherman and for the company to move forward, the growth is in that area, and we're looking to move in a westerly manner to enhance the business. It also will give opportunity in the future, once we get established over there, to offer more employment and more employment opportunities to people in the county. So I think that if you will allow me to go over the plan, which I think you have in front of you.
Sure.
May I hold it up just here?
You may, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What it is, it's bordering Route 113. Mm-hmm. And it is on 113A on the back side. The building is located on the dirt road, and there is egress and degress on both sides and into the property. It is fenced all the way around. The location of the tanks would be on Seaford Road. We would put four tanks in originally, and the four tanks would be backed up with a buffer of 50 feet. There would be space for two more tanks at a future date if necessary. There will be a 50-foot buffer with two additional spaces to put more tanks, and then another buffer of 100 feet to meet code to put in two vertical tanks to store oil. In the other location back here would give us the roll-off and porta potty location. And on this side would be additional parking for equipment.
Okay. Is there anyone here that has an interest in the application that might like to see this drawing?
I'm sorry for your back.
I know that obviously your rest of your team is here, but if there's anybody else, okay, no problem. Go ahead. Just wanted to check.
Okay. So if you would be kind enough to grant this, it would give us an opportunity to move forward on the 8.83 acres that has been purchased for this use.
All right, sir. We thank you. Let's see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Tobin.
Yes, sir.
Just repeating your statement in the record that you're saying that this is an opportunity to enhance the existing business and create jobs.
Yes, sir. And I have pictures of the locations that Mr. Sherman owns now. Would you like to want me to pass them down?
I'm very familiar
Mr.
with
Sherman.
Those locations.
So okay, thank you.
Would this be something similar to the Clay Road?
And the Milton location,
and,
yes,
and the
sir.
Milton.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You mentioned about storage tanks and room for expansion for
two
more, mm-hmm. if necessary.
Yes, sir.
I'm curious. I'm sure that there must be certain controls that the fire marshal would have. And
yes, sir. We reached out to the Seaford Fire Company, mm-hmm. and the engineer who designed all this. I went and talked to them, and they gave us the specifications of their response time, the amount of water that they could flow, and how many men would respond on the first truck. And we meet all of the safety requirements mm-hmm. by code.
Would I be correct if I guessed that there are also some industry standards that sort of a self-policing or industry standards such as the thickness of the tanks and
yes, sir.
Heights and how they react to barometric pressure and things
yeah,
of that?
Absolutely.
You mentioned some buffers that you would put in.
The whole area is fenced in, and we have set the setbacks that were drawn are 100 feet from the fence, from the road, to meet all the requirements.
Mm-hmm. On the site plan, you at the end of your presentation mentioned a proposed area for a roll-off container and portable toilet storage.
Yes, sir.
Is that in a right-of-way of DP&L, or am I reading this plan wrong?
There is a right-of-way for DP&L, but as long...
It's overhead, isn't it?
It's overhead. So as long as you have equipment that can be moved, DP&L has the opportunity to come in and do service work.
As long as they can get to their lines.
Yeah, right.
He'd have to move everything if they wanted
so,
to.
So what you that's have there up. Is...
What
you propose to have there would be totally mobile.
Absolutely,
not
yes,
on
sir.
The fixed foundations.
That's correct.
That. Okay, just wanted to bring that out. Do you have... So the way the application reads on the proposed use of a heating... and propane business, would there be a showroom?
Eventually, we have a place on Stein Highway at the present time. Mm-hmm. That will probably be for another 13 months. Mm-hmm. And eventually, the building that's there will give us an opportunity to have growth there. Mm-hmm.
Do you have an expectation of what you would like to have insofar as signage for the site?
I'm sure that they would like to have a sign that would be electronic for the highway that would give us a message to the consumer going by. Is that the question you're asking me?
Yeah, they'd be permitted to do anything that's allowed in C1, though, because it's already a C1, so...
Correct.
So, you know,
it's
simply,
more about the...
This is just an overlay for the tanks.
More about the,
We already have C1, so we're trying to get the conditional use for
the tanks.
Tanks.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clearing that up, Mr. Chairman. I don't have other questions.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Ross.
Just one question, just for clarity. The word setback and buffer were both used, and they mean different things in code. So you really are talking about a 50-foot setback, not a vegetative buffer, right?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, just for clearing up the record. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
I understand the application, Mr. Chairman, and all my questions have been answered.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
I have no questions.
All right, then. Ms. Cornwell?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, Council?
Just, I want to clarify that for the conditional uses of the whole area with the two buildings, I mean, it goes all the way around, it's not just the tank area.
You're talking about the fence?
Well, no, just with the conditional use area.
Conditional use area would be for the 8.82 acres, so it would be for the entire site.
Yeah, okay, that, which is fine, I just want to make sure I knew what it was. Okay, thanks.
All right, then. Mr. Tobin, we thank you for your presentation. If you will take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2030, Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oil? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2030? Anyone on the commission have any additional questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.